I've been in the music business long enough to know that behind every big hit song, there's a story packed with surprises.
Every rhyme that he said on Rapper's Delight was mine. Every verse he said from I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest, he just spelled out my name. So Hank was so much not an MC, he didn't even know enough. Don't say the guy's name, but change the letters around so it spells your name. Never let an MC steal your rhyme. Irony on irony.
I'm Steve Greenberg, a Grammy-winning producer, veteran label exec, and all-around music obsessive, and your host for Speed of Sound, where you'll get a front-row seat to music's biggest moments.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the air in the United States, here are the Beatles singing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
And some of its biggest scandals.
Morris Levy was connected with the Genovese family. He was a mob guy, and the guy was reluctant to sign a contract, so Morris had one of his boys hang him out of a nine-story window by the ankles until he acquiesced. When he pulled him up, he said, okay, and where do I sign? Of course he signed.
And how some hits really came from left field.
He plays me this song with like a middle-aged man in this video running around in a dog costume to a track that sounded like a Casio keyboard. It was a guy barking and singing about dogs, and I thought, this has got to be a joke. He can't be serious about this song.
So now it is, you have Alex Rodriguez that every time he steps up to the plate, who let the dogs out, is now being played for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, while he's walking up to his batting position. So that was a really a key music moment to be part of.
You'll hear how the hits really hit the top of the charts, deep diving into the collision of pop music and pop culture.
Studio 54 was big. It was enormous. And you felt enormous being in there. If you were one of the people who were special enough to be in Studio 54, it felt like you were in a magical place.
The sex was fantastic. The girls were amazing.
And if they played your music, wow, you really felt like a king.
Tune in to Speed of Sound for the inside scoop on the songs that have become the soundtrack of our lives.
I thought it would be exactly what it was, the gigantic, massive juggernaut of a hit that would usher in a new genre of music that had not existed before.
You won't want to miss a beat. The first episode drops July 28th. Find it on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your binge.